I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The COVID-19 pandemic is forcing Christians in Pakistan to get creative. Now, Pakistani believers struggle to make ends meet in one of the world's largest Muslim-majority nations. In times of crisis, they can usually depend on the brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. However, the pandemic is stretching global resources thin, leaving Pakistani Christians to fend for themselves. A believer we'll call Jonathan says it's unifying Christians across the country.
But what this has done for the Pakistani church is they have learned how to really dig deep. People are giving, you know, an entire month's salary or more than that to help their fellow Christian families who are in need. And it's been very exciting to see the Pakistani church step up to the plate and give really, really sacrificially to help their brothers and sisters.
Find ways to connect with the Pakistani church at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, we're halfway through 2020, and it's been a memorable year, to say the least. Joe Handley of Asian Access says there's a bright spot emerging from the chaos.
If there is a silver lining in all of this, we had been planning for several years to do a digital media initiative to better equip younger generations, as well as where the persecuted church lies. And it just so happened that the pandemic opened that door for us to invest heavily in digital technology.
Asian Access equips national church leaders to multiply churches and make disciples. Through a new digital approach, they're starting work in two new countries this summer. As far as multiple church growth in South Asia through this initiative,
pray for the church in South Asia because they're under significant persecution and pressure.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.